the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
At the weekend, Cork's ladies football team won their sixth All-Ireland title in a row, and they won that against Dublin. On the phone with me right now is Colleen Duffy, sports journalist with the likes of FM 104, to talk about it. Colleen, how are you?
Well, good to talk to you once again about another All-Ireland final and another intriguing day at Crow Park yesterday.
Yes, it was. And not without controversy as well, which we might talk about a little bit later on. Now, yesterday's game was a record attendance at Croke Park. What was your take on the game itself?
We had 34,445 spectators at Crow Park for the triple header yesterday. But there wasn't near that number there at any one time. I mean, we had the first game throwing in at a quarter to 12, which finished in a victory for Longford in the junior final. Then obviously Kildare took the intermediate title. That started at a quarter to 2, and then obviously the big senior match at 4 p.m. The last the record before this was back in 2001 when Lynch beat Leon, the senior decider. That was 33,000 spectators. The game itself, I suppose, in terms of the senior decider yesterday, quite low scoring opening half. Certainly one of the standout things for me from that game yesterday was Cork's defensive ability to right throughout. They certainly put in an immense shift defensively. I know Rena Buckley got player of the match. She's number 8 in her back, but she was helping out at the back quite well. And that was ultimately the basis for this Cork victory. Only a point in at the end, but a goal with the last from a penalty as well. But certainly, if you go on the game day, Cork were deserving winners. Their sixth title in a row, the only the second time for any team to do that. Kerry had won 9 in a row back in the 80s and the early part of the 90s. And certainly for a team that has won their 11th title in 12 years, who would bet against them winning the Brendan Mountain Cup again next year. Of course, they did take the league title earlier this year as well, something that they've been very familiar with in recent years.
Yes, certainly Cork are the dominant force in ladies football at the moment. But speaking about the sport itself, a bit of a controversy during the final. Carla Rowe scored a point for Dublin, which was hailed as wide at the time. But replays clearly show that it was actually in. Now, some of the controversy around this is the fact that there is no Hawkeye system in place in ladies football. Do you think this game and this disallowed point will change that in the future?
Well, there was no doubt, first of all, that that was a score. It was a legitimate score. I mean, I had messages coming in to me from people watching on TV, and not just around Ireland. In fact, David Goff, who refereed the men's semi-final between Kerry and Dublin, he was in Maastricht yesterday. The European GA finals were on over there at the weekend, and he was officiating. And fairly quickly after that effort had been waved wide, he straight on to me to say, well, he thought it was a legitimate score. And the surprise then when I told him, well, there was no Hawkeye or anything else as well. I mean, there was certainly unanimous agreement from all concerned that that was a point. It was interestingly enough, I suppose, obviously, I've seen the post match interviews after the game, got a good line of questioning, and then Blake McGonigal and myself at the media conference afterwards, the Dublin manager, and obviously, he was angling towards a replay or whatever, but the important thing, I suppose, from his perspective going forward was not really a replay for Dublin, but, you know, that his justice would be wrong in the future, I suppose, and that the system would be put in place for teams, not just Dublin, but for Cork and other counties who would hope to get to All-Ireland finals in Crow Park as well. Some were saying it was a money issue, and that could be one thing, but the Ladies Football Central Council decided last June to vote against it. So it wasn't a case of the usual Congress crack where some motions get pushed through that you think might not get pushed through and others that will be legitimate because they're towards the tail end of the order of business that they mightn't get pushed through the usual with Congress. This is an actual Central Council meeting that sat down and decided this. So but their argument was, oh, but it's not in every ground. And, you know, obviously, ladies football, which means quite a few high-ranked club grounds, I suppose, tournament grounds like this, for an athlete, for instance. Obviously, this new Pierce Brennan Brothers State Park in Longford a lot this year as well, but their argument was, well, it's only in Crow Park, so we're not going to use it, and it will be only for three games this year, the juniors, or each year, junior, intermediate, and senior. But of course, sure, you could say the same about the GA. I mean, they've only Hawkeye in Turles recently, not in Crow Park in the last few years, and not every championship game is played every year, those two venues either as well. And from a Cork perspective, the reaction from their manager, Ethan Fitzgerald, afterwards, I put it bluntly to him, asking a few questions, and then said to him, well, there was a point that Dublin should have been given that wasn't given, and basically his thoughts there were no comments. So a statement has come out from the Dublin LGFA today saying, but I just said, Greg McGonigal was saying that, you know, as a board, as the Dublin LGFA, and they congratulate Cork on their All-Ireland title, and they hope that, you know, these kinds of injustices wouldn't happen in the future, and they'd be pushing for rules to ensure that that wouldn't happen. But there's no talk of them appealing and looking for a replay.
Yeah, certainly I think the debate on Hawkeye is going to go on and on and on. But let's not take away from Cork. They have won 11 championships in the last 12 years, as you said earlier on. Do you see this kind of run continuing for the Rebelettes, or do you think there's another team in waiting to take over?
Well, I go back to the league final, and wasn't the highest scoring game either, and Mayo had some bad, with Mrs. Corse Downton wasn't totally on fire that day, and Cork pulled through to win another league title. And Cork do lose games, it has been said. It's not that they've been unbeaten in recent years, but when it comes to silverware, they are unbeaten, and that's the key stat. I honestly thought going into yesterday's game that Dublin had the markings on Cork. I thought Dublin were going to win yesterday. Likewise, I thought the week before that Mayo were going to beat Dublin. So I don't know, really. It's hard to say. Cork just turning out players and teams, and it's had a good reason under his record as well. I imagine, though, on the basis of what I've seen this year, and if you had quite a few little football games, that I think Mayo has got to come good once again. The mix is right. And of course, Dante sits around for another year next year, which I think she will. And she's only 34 at the moment. She's been around for years. She's been playing intercounty, they get a football since she was 13. But I think Mayo could be the team to challenge Cork next year, and if we're to have a replay, who knows, Dublin could be Cork in that refixture.
That's true. Just looking ahead, I suppose, to the next All-Ireland final, we're looking at this Saturday coming up, the replay of the All-Ireland football final between Dublin and Mayo.
And I suppose just firstly, before we talk about that though, and obviously, there were two other big games in Crow Park yesterday. The junior title won by Longford for the first time since 1997, and Kildare winning their first ever intermediate title as well. Now, they have won the junior in the past, and they had gone up the junior ranks in the past, but slipped down 3 years ago, I think, and have won the Leinster, and now obviously the All Ireland teams. And Kildare, I suppose, last year they lost the final to Waterford, and in fact they also lost the intermediate Camogie final to Waterford last year as well. So it was nice to see Kildare back in winners rostrum. I suppose they're a county that promises so much when it comes to the lads, but don't always deliver. So it's nice to see some good games that were going to Kildare, and they've done it the hard way, a 1-point win against Clare. They started brilliantly, but played the level at 1-7 then at half time. It's really looking up, just 4 points each scored, 4 points scored by Clare and 5 by Kildare in that second half. A really intriguing encounter and a very good game with ladies' Gaelic football. And then, if you go back to the junior final, Longford, a long gap for them without silverware as well. Another county, I suppose, that promises a bit in terms of men. Of course, they are the only team to beat Dublin this year in the men's intercounty back in that Old Bourne Cup semi-final. But from a ladies' fact that it was great and they just look at that, but they certainly done well. 4 goals in the second half to 17 points turnaround, I think, at the end. And it was interesting, actually, in Croke Park when the final was closed, and you obviously have that the county down, if you like, ringing around the full-time whistle. And it was interesting that actually the song that rang around was being done by their team sponsors, actually, Learning, who stepped into the breach after the semi-final and give them some much needed sponsorship. So it was kind of a 360 perspective on Longford's success, and certainly it was well-deserved win for those girls yesterday.
So two teams to look out for in the future?
Definitely. I think Kildare won't do too badly at senior level. They've been unfortunate, I suppose, in the middle part of the half decade, actually not to win a Leinster senior title. They've been coming up against strong teams like Dublin, and Meath weren't too bad back then either as well. It's actually quite competitive in Leinster. Westmeath has got to the last two Leinster finals as well. So having come up from the intermediate ranks in the last couple of years and having won league silverware as well, it's going to be interesting in Leinster next year. You have Kildare now, as I said, Leash, Dublin, Meath and Leinster, and they're all going for honours. And I suppose the big one in the Leinster Championship next year will be to try and stop Dublin from winning 6 in a row. They're just as dominant in Leinster as the lads have been in the last couple of years.
So looking ahead to Saturday's replay of the All-Ireland Men's Final, any team news or updates or injury worries?
Not a bad of amount, really. I suppose one intriguing thing is that the Dubs aren't having their press conference for the game Wednesday, if not Thursday this week, which is an incredibly close to an All-Ireland Final in the modern day. I mean, there was times back in the old days where you could really go to people's workplaces or houses during the week to interview them ahead of the big senior friends. I know the ladies' football, they always have their press conference the Tuesday before the All-Ireland Finals in Croke Park. They always bring managers and captains from all the teams up, but this is kind of new territory, if you like. And Mayo had theirs last Tuesday, and that's been well done and dusted at this stage. I suppose there's not a massive amount. They're kind of both working away quietly at the moment. I think, you know, Mayo will be looking at trying to stop Bowen Gold or the intrigue and the mystique and everything else from the men's final last Sunday week kind of carried over into the ladies yesterday in terms of controversy and everything else. But if we look forward to that game on Saturday, I suppose the big questions will be, have Mayo lost their chance? You know, they haven't come back close to an All-Ireland in 65 years. And I suppose they did it in 96 against Meath, obviously went to a replay as well. But I think that they're a bit closer this time. And the other question, I suppose, are Dublin going to be scrappy in terms of the overall game play? Is there going to be many wins? And if Clifton comes up to take the 45, is it going to go over the cross? Or, you know, the old reliable things didn't necessarily work out for Dublin last week. So I'm sure both sides will be seeking plenty of improvement. And Dublin certainly will be feeling that they got a let off, I think, the last day against Mayo. And I suppose Mayo will obviously be fired up to try and bridge that gap and end that hoodie of 65 years as well.
Yes, should be a good game. Listen, Colleen, thanks very much for talking to us again this week, and hopefully chat to you soon.
Hopefully there'll be plenty of celebrations next week, and hopefully we don't have a second replay or extra time at least.
Hopefully not. Thanks again, Colleen. Thank you.
If you want to get in touch and keep up to date with our shenanigans, get online and follow us and like us. We are What's the Crack or on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram.
You like that?